And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
Good morning. Welcome to Shaping Success. I am your host, Wes Tankersley. It is a Friday. Welcome to Friday. Let's get this mic a little bit closer. You guys didn't know we're live on YouTube. You can go check that out. You go to Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley, and go check that out. Gonna be some changes. We'll see how this goes. Working on a new logo, working on a couple things. What is going on, Nikki, over on TikTok? Or on YouTube, I'm sorry. Again, like I said, you can go over to YouTube and follow it. We are two away from 2,400 as far as subscribers go on TikTok. So, or on YouTube. I don't know. I'm looking at TikTok, looking at my camera, looking at all this stuff and just talking. Anyway, we are live on TikTok too. And I just found out something really cool about TikTok is I can upload this directly to there because you can do a 60-minute video. So now people will be getting the full episode on TikTok if they want to watch it there as well. What is up, Michelle? We do have a chat room over on YouTube. Also kind of answer some questions here in the bottom if we get to them. But it is great to have you guys here. Coming off of, I've kind of gone back and forth with doing this for a while now, trying to decide if I'm going to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, Monday and Friday for just the regular morning coffee where I just kind of babble and talk. And I don't know, there's good information here. It's just kind of an interesting thing to get to share who I am, what I do, how I do it with people. And, you know, just kind of life things. And it was funny because I was thinking about that. And thinking about where this has gone, how it's been, what have I done, where have I gone. I've done 50-something episodes this month or this year so far, which is more episodes than I did in previous years. And so it's just one of those things, trying to figure it out, trying to decide what it is, because it's been, you know, 5 years since I've been doing this podcast and where it's going. And I know that it's been 5 years because when I woke up yesterday, Facebook reminded me, and I kind of like the memory thing on Facebook because it tells you kind of, it keeps a timeline for you of where you are at. And I looked at it and it said, it showed this post on my Facebook this morning and it was like, this is your memory. And I don't think I have it hanging in here. It's somewhere in the house or something like that, but I have a master's degree. And yesterday was the 5-year anniversary of when I received my master's degree. 5-year anniversary. Showed up in the mail. I got it. I finished it. I did it. Well, 4 years before that, I got my bachelor's degree. I'm 43 years old. So that means that, 35 when I was done with that. So what that means is that I went back to school. I had a job that when I first started who I was, you know, not who I was, but like, you know, you finish high school and you get these things going on. I got a scholarship to go play college football at Southern Oregon University in a small little town called Ashland. I did not want to go there. It was too far away. It was just different to me growing up as a small town farm kid in Ontario, Oregon, not a farm kid. I guess I'm not really a farm kid, but I grew up on 6 acres out in the middle of nowhere. And my dad was an ag and I kind of knew how to do a lot of things. And it was funny, the next door neighbor came over yesterday and goes, is this your first time owning acreage? Because this is his first time owning acreage. And I see him rolling around and he's doing a bunch of stuff out there on his property. And I've already kind of done it. So that's sidemark, you know, off the beaten path here and getting a little sidetracked. But anyway, it's kind of funny. You grow up out on 6 acres. You know, you learn how to mow the lawn. You learn how to weed. You learn how to move rocks. You learn how to dig holes. You learn how to do all these things that people in the city don't normally do. You know, they just expect that someone comes over and does it for you. So anyway, that's what's cool about having property, although it is a little daunting sometimes. But I graduated high school and my path was, hey, I'm going to go to play college football. And went and decided, you know, that summer before I went to go, I was going to go, you know, down to California, go hang out with my grandmother, stay with her and spend the summer there and go to the beach and do a bunch of stuff and, you know, relive those moments. And then I met my wife and decided that, hey, you know what, this is a little bit more important to me. I don't necessarily want to go there, pissed my parents off and decided not to go to college, essentially. Year later, we get married and then I, you know, decide, well, now it's time that I do go to college. I'm ready to go to college. And I went back and, went to college and got this part-time job working at Les Schwab, which is a tire store here, and to really shorten that story, I flunked out of college and ended up working at Les Schwab for 11 years. I was essentially going to go be a teacher when I was in college, decided that I wasn't going to do that because I just couldn't pass class. I wasn't ready. And it's funny, I walk into these conversations all the time because people ask me every appointment that I go into now, because I'm not a teacher anymore, why did you quit teaching? And so when I went back to school, I did way better and I got my bachelor's in 4 years. I finished in four and then decided that I was going to not quit teach or not while I was teaching. I was not going to quit school. I was just going to continue to go and get my master's degree. And so it was funny that when I got that, when I saw this thing on Facebook saying, hey, you know, it's been 5 years since you got your master's degree, since it showed up, the caption I wrote on top of it, it was, and a couple days later, I wrote my letter of resignation as a teacher. I quit teaching. I'd had enough. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't think that it was something that I wanted to continue to do. There was too much BS in the middle of it. And I didn't want to do it anymore. And that brings me to what I think today's topic is about, you know, a little bit. And this is it, you know, you think about it. If you don't like what's going on around you, change it. If you don't like your circumstances, change it. I spent a lot of money and owe a lot of money on 2 degrees, and I'm not doing that. Now, I could have sat there in that path and I could have said, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. But I got to, because I put all this money into it, because I put all this work into it. But what I realized is that there's a lot of people who sit there and they say, well, I do this because I love it. Well, loving something is only going to take you so far, right? There has to be some sort of growth. There has to be some sort of something for me. And that's my personal opinion. Like, I have to be able to grow every single day. And if I'm not growing, then it's not going to make me better and I'm not going to enjoy it. And maybe that's okay with some people who don't, you know, or maybe they find growth a different way, but I can't find the growth here that I'm trying to find. I can't be better. I can't work towards being more. And I think a lot of times that's what happens with people. But then they get stuck because they don't think that they can get out. They don't think that they can change their circumstances. Or they're scared of what it's going to be like if they do. And I've had this choice in my life. Like many people, like I love my wife. She's been in her job for 16 years. Okay. And she loves it and she has a passion for it and she's happy doing it. That's great. But there's times where I am not happy. I am not satisfied. I am not okay with it. And I have to tell you, never satisfied is a tough thing to deal with. But that's kind of the thing. Like I want to be better today than I was yesterday, every single day. And so doing that, me personally, I have to have growth. And in order to do that, I have to go out there and find it. I have to find a reason to do it. I have to find a way to make that happen. And if you think that there is something that you want to do, you just got to understand that you are not stuck where you're at. You don't have to continue to stay where you're at just because you're there, right? It's a hard thing. Like I said, it's the 5-year anniversary of me getting my master's degree, and it's the 5-year anniversary of me deciding that I wasn't going to do what I thought I wanted to do. Now what? Where does it go? And I want to tell you that I sit here and I look at it like the money didn't matter, right? But actually, the reality is that the money did matter. Teachers are highly underpaid in Idaho. And then all of the things that you have to deal with are ridiculous. And we as parents and teachers and things like that allow that stuff to happen and we do nothing about it. And I just decided, you know, that's it. I can't. I'm sorry. The chat room is blown up over there. We got some misspellings, some typos, people just making me laugh. But anyway, the funny thing is that if you don't like your circumstances, you can change it. And I hear so many people like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, you're never going to know what you're going to do if you don't try to do something different. And it's sad. It's okay, guys. It's funny. It's sad that, you know, people get stuck in those circumstances and they get stuck in their own way. And what you really have to believe is that you can change it. So my advice to you today is to think about those things and what can you change and how can you change them and how can you make your situation better, because you can't allow other people to tell you that you can't do that. If I can go back to school after thinking that I wasn't good enough and get that degree, if I can go and quit doing something the moment that I get that, you can do anything that you want. And we sit here and we say, well, I have all these circumstances and I can't do this, I can't do that. But if you really want it bad enough, you're gonna find a way. And education isn't the only way to get there. I met with a guy the other day that, if I'm gonna do another interview, it's gonna be him. He's gonna come in here and we're gonna talk about it. But I met with this guy who basically told me, and it's the same thing that I believe, you can learn more on your own than you can in a college. The only thing that the college gives you is a piece of paper that says that you have done the work. That's it. But people can also see you do the work. He was talking to me about not having a degree, not an MBA, but he learned more doing the work than he did actually going to school. You can get the experience. It's a harder way to get there sometimes, but it's worth it if you think you can do the work, if you want to do it bad enough. A couple quotes here that we're going to go through real quick, and I just want to get to those and let you know that, let's see, they also control what sources you use. Yeah, exactly. They do. They control what sources you use. You're correct. You have a clean slate every day you wake up. You have a chance every single morning to make the change and be the person that you want to be. You just have to decide to do it. Decide today is the day. That's from Brandon Burchard. You guys need to make sure that's what I'm talking about. Like, you have the choice. You make the decisions. You are in control of your own path. No one else controls that for you. If you hate your job, if you hate your life, find a way to change it. You owe it to yourself to be the best you can be the hardest working person you know. Right? Go out there and do the work. No more excuses. Do you want to be a leader? Do you want to be a follower? Do you want to be the person who just says, it's not worth it, I can't do it? Do you want to listen to all those people tell you no? You don't. All right. So just remember that when you're thinking about quitting, thinking about where you want to be. You're never too old. You're never too young. You're never come from a situation that you can't change. All right. If you don't like what's going on around you, change it. That's what I got for you today. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me. Thanks to our Patreons, Nikki, Anna Mellon. Thanks to our TikTok subscribers, Michelle, Frank, Lance Ayers, Nikki Pav. That's it. That's four. I had to think about it. If you guys want to support the show, go to patreon.com/WesTankersley. You can go join that for as little as $3 a month and help me to keep it going. Subscribe here on TikTok. Make sure you put on those notifications. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube as well. I found out this morning that I can stick up the whole video on TikTok now as long as 60 minutes. These aren't going that long, but, you know, they're there. As like I talked about in the beginning, we're shifting to Monday, Friday, and then Wednesday is the book review with Robert Watson, which we're getting close to being about halfway through. Really good lessons in life in there. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.